And everyone, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk. My name is Michael Lamont, and we are brought to you by the Till Kilt Frederick, Maryland. The Till Kilt Pub in Erie, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes at a Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till Kilt Girls. For more information on Till Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And today being February 27th, we take a look at the week that was, starting with the Caps game against the New Jersey Devils on February 20th, which the lineup was Alex Ovechkin with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, Andrei Burakovsky with Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Jason Chimera with Marcus Johansson and Tom Wilson, Brooks Slike with Michael Richards and Mike Latta, and then the defense pairings were Nate Schmidt with John Carlson, Carl Alzer and Matt Niskanen, and Brooks Orpik with Dmitry Orlov with Braden Holtby in the net. In the first period, it started off at 5:19 when Brooks Slike was called for interference, then Jacob Josephson was called for interference at 11 minutes into the period. 15:28, Travis Ajak scored his ninth of the season from Reed Boucher and Kyle Palmieri. And then at 17:02, Alex Ovechkin scored his 38th of the season from Dmitry Orlov, his 17th assist of the season. Then at 19:32, Kyle Palmieri scored his 22nd of the season from Reed Boucher. And going into the first intermission, New Jersey would have the 2-1 lead over the Caps. Shots were 14-8 in favor of New Jersey. Faceoffs were 12-8 in favor of New Jersey. Hits were 11-8 in favor of New Jersey. And both teams were 0-1 on the power play. Another game and another slow start for the Caps. While the Caps played well in the first, it was the Devils who were flying from the start. The Caps are forcing the Devils to turn over the puck and are creating chances, but again, you need to shoot the puck instead of passing all the time. Plus, not only that, but they gave up the first goal again. Going into the second period, Seth Hegelson was called for high-sticking at 5:22, then at 9:16, Evgeny Kuznetsov scored his 17th of the season from Michael Latta and Brooks Like, their 4th and 6th assists of the season, respectively. Going into the second intermission, it was tied 2-2. Shots were 20-18 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 21-15 in favor of New Jersey. Hits were 24-17 in favor of the Caps. And on the power play, New Jersey was 0-1, and the Caps were 0-2. This was a much better period for the Caps. They were able to tie the game, create scoring opportunities, and control majority of the tempo to the period. The Caps also outshot the Devils 12-4 this period and also stayed out of the penalty box. Then going into the third period, the New Jersey bench was called for too many men on the ice at 3:24, but then at 11:04, Reed Boucher scored his 4th of the season from Travis Zajac and John Moore. Then at 13:55, TJ Oshie scored at his 17th of the season from Dmitry Orlov and Brooks Orpik, their 18th and 4th of the season respectively, at 13:55. And then at 16:02, Brooks Orpik would score the game-winning goal, his 2nd of the season, from Evgeny Kuznetsov and Alex Ovechkin, their 43rd and 15th assists of the season, respectively. Caps would go on the win 4-3. Shots were 32-24 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 29-24 in favor of New Jersey. Hits were 28-23 in favor of the Caps. And on the power play, the Devils were 0-1, where the Caps were 0-3. Overall, a good game for the Caps. They need to do better on the power play, they need to start games better, and they need to get the first goal of the game to establish momentum. Also, it is great to see Brooks Orpik getting back into the flow of things beautifully. Getting a goal and an assist was definitely a good indicator that he is back into game form. And then we go to February 22nd against the Arizona Coyotes, where the lineup for the Capitals was Alex Ovechkin with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, Andrei Burakovsky with Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Jason Chimera with Mike Richards and Tom Wilson, Brooks Like with Michael Latta and Stanislav Gailev. Defensive pairings were Nate Schmidt with John Carlson, Carl Alzner with Matt Niskanen, Brooks Orpik with Dmitry Orlov, and Braden Holtby starting in the net. And in the first period, it was not a good one for the Washington Capitals, as Justin Williams was called for high-sticking both at 5:43 and then again at 13:03, and then Alex Ovechkin was called for boarding at 18:56. The game, however, would be tied 0-0 going into the first intermission. Arizona outshot the Caps 9-7. Arizona also won 14 faceoffs to the Caps 7, and hits were 8-5 in favor of the Caps. For the power play, the Coyotes were 0-2. With their third still in progress going into the second period, and the Caps did not have a single power play that period. It was a very slow period for the Caps. The Coyotes proved to be the more dominant team. The Caps were also very undisciplined in the first period. Going forward, the Caps need to stay out of the box and get their game going. And in the second period, At 3:25 into the second, Kevin Connaughton would score his fourth of the season from Tobias Reeder and Viktor Tikhonov. And then at 4:38, Martin Hanzel would be called for slashing, which on that power play at 6:03, Evgeny Kuznetsov would score his 18th of the season from Alex Ovechkin and Andrei Burakovsky, both their 16th assists of the season. Then at 7:55, Michael Stone was called for high sticking, and then at 15:49, Antoine Vermette was called for tripping, and then at 18:33, Tom Wilson was called for charging. At the end of the second period, it was tied 1-1 between the Caps and the Coyotes. Shots were 21-16 in favor of the Caps, faceoffs were 26-20 in favor of the Coyotes, hits were 17-10 in favor of the Caps. For the power play, Arizona was 0-3 with their fourth in progress going into the third, and the Caps were 1-3. This was a much better period for the Caps. They responded very well after giving up the early second period goal. Also, the Caps are doing a great job both penalty killing and now drawing penalties. The third period, the Caps need to come out and continue to play like they did in the second period. And to start off the third period, Jerry Tenorti was called for holding at 3:18. Then at 8:17, Alex Ovechkin scored his 39th of the season from Justin Williams and Evgeny Kuznetsov, their 23rd and 44th assist of the season, respectively. Then at 8:43, Michael Richards scored his first of the season and first as a Washington Capital from Tom Wilson and Jason Chimera, their 14th and 16th assists of the season, respectively. And then at 9:43, Connor Murphy would score his fifth of the season from Oliver Ekman-Larsson and Jordan Martinuk. Then at 12:06, Alex Ovechkin was called for illegal stick for holding two hockey sticks and then throwing it one to his teammate. And then Nicklas Backstrom was called for tripping at 19:30. At the end of the game, the Washington Capitals would win 3-2. Shots were 34-27 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 41-33 in favor of Arizona. Hits were 22-19 in favor of the Caps. And on the power play, Arizona was 0-6 as the Caps were 1-4. This was a good victory for the Capitals. They scored two quick goals, and despite giving one up soon after, the Caps were able to hold on against a young Coyotes team. Also really nice to see Mike Richards get his first goal as a Cap, as he was due for one. He could have had that one against the Rangers a while back. And key thing, you know, going into the next few games is they got to stay out of the box. Giving up six power play opportunities is not a good thing, and plus they got to start winning more faceoffs. And you know, the more faceoffs they win, the better advanced chance they have of taking the momentum away from the other team. And with that, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll do the NWHL report. Looking for something to warm up your night? Then come out to Hollywood, Maryland for Maryland Championship Wrestling's Winter Blast at the Hollywood Volunteer Fire Department on Saturday, February 27th. Come see WWE Hall of Famer Mick Foley and the stars of MCW like MCW Women's Champion Renee Michelle and the MCW Tag Team Champions Deac Taraj with Kevin Eck. For more information and to purchase tickets to MCW Winter Blast, visit MarylandWrestling.com. And everyone, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for the serious hockey fans, and it is now time for the NWHL report, which is brought to you by AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 3rd through 5th, 2016, at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Adam West, Burt Ward, Peter Capaldi, Kevin Smith, Riddle, and many others. For more information, please visit awesome-con.com. And we are going into the NWHL report, starting off with their games on February 21st, the New York Rivers versus the Buffalo Buttes. In a game that had third place on the line, the Buffalo Buttes won handedly over the New York Rivers 5-1. Both teams took a bit to kick it in the gear, but a Megan Bozak roughing penalty 4:42 into the period would spur a burst of offense for the Rivers, who had good chances but couldn't capitalize on the power play. Bozak soon made up for her penalty she took, winding up and unloading a missile of a shot from just inside the Riveter zone. The shot went straight into the net, beating Nana Fujimoto for the first goal of the game with 6:46 left in the first period. To kickstart the second period, Bray Ketchum would be awarded a penalty shot 1:01 into the period and would score to tie the game at 1. After tensions ran high in both teams playing 4-on-4, Bozak would set up Megan Duggan, who netted the Buttes' second goal of the game and the 2-1 lead going into the third period. However, the third period would be all Buttes, as Tatiana Rafter, Courtney Kunichka, and Kelly Stedman would all score to seal third place in the league for the Buffalo Buttes. And in our second matchup, we had the Boston Pride versus the Connecticut Whale in what was a very tight game. A third period comeback for the Boston Pride to defeat the Connecticut Whale 5-3 would be the determining factor to secure first place. Mikayla Long would score her first ever NWHL goal, putting the Whale up 1-0. However, just 30 seconds later, Hillary Knight gave a beautiful pass to Brianna Decker, who would slam home the tying goal. Then in the second period, Mikayla Long got her second goal of the game, and then 6 minutes later, Kelly Stack sniped a goal to give the Whale a 3-1 lead over the Pride. However, entering the third period, Hillary Knight would connect with Brianna Decker again as Decker scored her second of the game to cut the Whale's lead to 1. Then on a breakaway, Emily Field would score to tie the game at 3 apiece. As the game was looking like it was going into overtime, Hillary Knight found the back of the net to give the Pride the 4-3 lead, and then with the empty net, Brianna Decker would complete the hat trick, her second of her NWHL career, to seal the victory in first place for the Pride. And with that, the standings as stands is in first place the Boston Pride at 13-3-1 with 27 points. Second place the Connecticut Whale at 12-5-0 with 24 points. Third place is the Buffalo Buttes at 5-8-4 with 14 points. And in fourth place the New York Rangers at 4-11-2 with 10 points. No matter what the results of this upcoming weekend is, these standings will remain the same. These four teams will remain in the places that they are in. And for the final week of the regular season, which is tomorrow, February 28th at 3:30 p.m., the Boston Pride will take on the Buffalo Buttes in Buffalo. And at 6 p.m., the New York Rivers will be visiting the Connecticut Whale. And then on February 23rd, NWHL Player of the Week was announced. The NWHL announces that Boston Pride forward Brianna Decker has been named Player of the Week. Decker recorded her second career hat trick and an assist to help the Pride secure first place in the regular season standings with a 5-3 win over the Connecticut Whale. Decker was the first player in league history to record a hat trick and is the first to record 2 in one season. This marks the second time Decker has been named Player of the Week as well. And as I mentioned earlier with the standings, your Isabel Cup matchups have been set up. First place Boston Pride will be hosting the fourth place New York Riveters at Raymond Bork Arena. And then the second place Connecticut Whale will host the third place Buffalo Buttes at Chelsea Piers in Connecticut. And I will be doing an NWHL playoff preview special on Thursday, so keep your eyes open for that, as I'll be having a special guest come on to break down the playoff series for me and also take a look back at the week that was the NWHL as well for the end of the regular season. So with that, for more information on the National Women's Hockey League, you can visit them today online at nwhl.co or follow them on Twitter at @nwhl. And with that, we'll be back from the break with more Washington Capitals game breakdowns. Ladies and gentlemen, that next big convention is right around the corner, which is AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 3rd through 5th, 2016, at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Adam West, Burt Ward, Marina Baccarin, and many others. For more information, please visit awesome-con.com today. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans. It is now time for more Caps game breakdown, starting with the game from February 24th against the Montreal Canadiens. The lineup for the Caps was Alex Ovechkin, Evgeny Kuznetsov, and Justin Williams, Andrei Burakovsky with Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Jason Chimera with Michael Richards and Tom Wilson, Brooks Lake with Marcus Johansson and Stanislav Galiev. Defensive pairings were Nate Schmidt with John Carlson, Carl Alzner with Matt Niskanen, Brooks Orpik with Dmitry Orlov, and Braden Holtby starting in the net. And in the first period, Tom Wilson would be called for boarding at 5:17, which would and then at 9:09, Alex Galchenyuk scored his 15th of the season from Dale Weiss. And then at Tom Wilson was called for, I forget what the penalty was, at 17:17. And then on that power play at 17:47, Brendan Gallagher scored his 17th of the season, assisted by Max Pacioretty and Andrei Markov. Montreal will go into the first intermission with a 2-0 lead. Shots were 14-10 in favor of Montreal. Faceoffs were 16-14 in favor of Montreal. Hits were 12-9 in favor of the Caps. And Montreal was 1-for-2 on the power play, where the Caps did not have one at all. For another consecutive game in a row, the Caps gave up the first goal and had two unnecessary penalties. They need to clean up their game and stay out of the box in the second period. They need to just generate more chances as well. Going into the second period, 1:54 into the period, Tomas Fleischmann scored his 10th of the season for Paul Byron and Mark Barbero. Then P.K. Subban was called for interference at 2:19, which at 5:32, Jason Schmier would then score his 17th of the season for Marcus Johansson and Brooks Orpik, their 21st and 5th assist of the season. Then Nicholas Backstrom was called for slashing at 6:16. And then on a penalty shot at 12:12, Brendan Gallagher was denied by Philip Grubauer. And then at 12:36, Alex Galchenyuk would then score his 16th of the season from Lars Eller and Andre Markov. Montreal then would take another penalty when Lars Eller was called for goalie interference at 15:39. And then Alex Galchenyuk was called for roughing at 18:32, along with Matt Niskanen, who was called for roughing as well at 18:32. Montreal would go into the third period up 4-1 on the Caps. Shots were 26-24 in favor of Washington. 29-24 were the faceoffs in favor of Montreal. Hits were 18-15 in favor of the Caps. And on the power play, Montreal was 1-for-3, where the Caps were 0-for-2. This was a very sloppy second period for the Caps, giving up a goal in the opening minutes, which got Braden Holtby pulled. Was not how you wanted to start the period. Overall, they have been playing bad hockey. Their power play needs to click, and they are taking bad penalties. Going into the third, the Caps need to go into the period as if it is the start of a new game. Stay out of the box, win faceoffs, create scoring chances, because that's what they need to do. Then going into the third period at 12:24, Dmitry Orlov would score his 6th of the season from Alex Ovechkin and Nicholas Backstrom, their 17th and 38th of the assists of the season, respectively. Then Torrey Mitchell was called for high-sticking at 14:05. And then at 17:07, Andre Burakovsky scored his 13th of the season from Stanislav Gotlev and Nate Schmidt, their 3rd and 12th, respectively. Montreal would go on to win the game 4-3. Shots were 36-34 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 40-39 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 26-18 in favor of the Caps, and the power play was 1-for-3 for Montreal and 0-for-3 for the Caps. I didn't even write down an analysis because as great of a period as this was, the overall game sucked. And honestly, the Caps have been playing not that great hockey, in my opinion, lately. And even though they've been getting the wins and they've been still the most dominant team, In that regards, you know, this game against Montreal was a very prime example of what could happen in the playoffs. If the Caps don't start off strong in the first period, they don't win faceoffs, they stop, you know, they don't take, you know, dumb penalties and stuff like that, you know, because that's what it is. You know, when you're taking all these penalties in the first period and you're not creating a flow for yourself, and, you know, you got to win faceoffs. But if you look at the third period, you look at third period stats low and compare to the rest of the game, where was that for the entire 60 minutes? That's what they need. So, to my friend Brandon Shuck, who is a Montreal Canadiens fan, you're welcome. The Caps did not show up for this win. So, let's move on to the next game, which was last night's game against the Minnesota Wild, which was February 26th. Lineup for the Caps was Alex Ovechkin with Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Andrei Burakovsky with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, Jason Chimera with Marcus Johansson and Tom Wilson, Brooks Lake with Mike Richards and Stanislav Gailev. Your defense pairings was Carl Alsner with Matt Niskanen, Nate Schmidt with Taylor Chorney, Brooks Orpik with Dmitry Orlov, and Braden Holtby starting in net. In the first period, 3 consecutive penalties for the Capitals, starting off with Brooks Orpik for holding at 5:54, then Matt Niskanen for roughing at 12:50, then Tom Wilson for tripping at 17:44. However, I would like to argue the Tom Wilson tripping penalty because he was kind of falling because he lost an edge and he kind of slammed into the boards and then the guy kind of dove, in my opinion. So I don't hold that one against Tom Wilson. I don't think it should have been called. I think embellishment should have been called on the other guy. However, the Tom Wilson tripping call at 19:44 resulted in a power play goal at 19:18 by Miku Koivu, his 13th of the season, from Ryan Suter and Jason Pominville. Minnesota would go into the first intermission up 1-0 on the Caps. They outshot the Capitals 12-3. Minnesota Wild also win 8 faceoffs to the Caps 7, and the Caps outhit the Wild 13-5. And on the power play, Minnesota was 1-for-3, and the Caps did not have any power plays at all. This was a horrible period for the Capitals. They generated nothing this period and were dominated by the Wild from start to finish. The Caps need to wake up and play their game and stay out of the box. You know, like I was just saying about the Montreal game. You know, your mind goes baffled when you hear that, you know, you see that. It's like, you know, you got to stay out of the box. You got to win faceoffs. You got to do this. You got to do that. None of it. So going into the second period, 49 seconds in, Brooks Orpik scored his third of the season from Nicholas Backstrom and Alex Ovechkin, their 38th and 18th assists of the season, respectively. Then at 5:05, Nito Ryder scored his 12th of the season from Ryan Suter and Jason Pominville. Minnesota would be up 2-1 in the second intermission. Shots were 22-16 in favor of Minnesota. Faceoffs were 17-17 for both. Hits were 25-12 in favor of the Caps, and the power play was 1-for-3 for Minnesota and none for the Caps. It was a better period, but still not good enough. The Caps were able to generate more opportunities, crash the net, and most importantly, stayed out of the penalty box. However, a mistake costed them a goal, and as a result, go into the third period down 2-1. Then going into the third period at 4:06, Darcy Kuemper was called for delay of game, which was filled by Nino Niederreiter. And then on that power play at 4:35, Alex Ovechkin scored his 40th of the season from Matt Niskanen and Nicholas Backstrom, their 22nd, 39th assist of the season. And then at 14:56, Dmitry Orlov was scored his 7th of the season from Andrei Burakovsky and Evgeny Kuznetsov, their 17th and 45th assists of the season, which would give the Washington Capitals the 3-2 victory over the Minnesota Wild. Shots were 32-27 in favor of Minnesota. Faceoffs were tied 22 apiece. Hits were 35-19 in favor of the Caps. And on the power play, Minnesota was 1-for-3, and the Caps were 1-for-1. A much better third period for the Caps. They played a better overall game in the third and were able to make their only power play count. Plus, they also stayed out of the penalty box for the entire second and third periods, which was a key thing for them. I'm going to harp on it again. I know it's the second time I'll be saying this one segment alone. But, you know, the Caps need to start better in the first. Because especially when you're in the playoffs, whoever really gets the good first period start and can get that lead, they're the team that's really going to be winning that game. And if it's like that for an entire series, they're going to be winning that entire series. Caps need to get disciplined in the first. They need to be focused when it comes to starting off the games. They need to get that first goal. This was the 7th consecutive game where the Capitals gave up the first goal of the game. So looking at it in perspective, the Caps need to do a better job starting off these games from here on out, especially with the fact that you're going to have 5 games in 7 days starting tomorrow when they play Chicago. But we'll get into that part a little bit later. So with that, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be doing NHL news and notes.
Tilted Kilt girl Brittany here. Need a place to watch the game? Come to the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Tilted Kilt Frederick, home of the world-famous Tilted Kilt girls, come to the best-looking sports pub you've ever seen for all your Washington Capitals games viewing pleasure. For more information on the Tilted Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, and it is now time for NHL news and notes. And we start off with February 20th when Steven Stamkos scored his 300th career NHL goal to help the Tampa Bay Lightning defeat the Pittsburgh Penguins 4-2 at the Consol Energy Center. Also on the 20th, defenseman Shane Gostisbehere of the Philadelphia Flyers extended his record point streak by an NHL rookie defenseman to 15 games with an overtime goal against the Toronto Maple Leafs at Air Canada Center. Then that same night, Brad Marchand scored 2 goals to help the Boston Bruins to a 7-3 win against the Dallas Stars at American Airlines Center, and Jaromir Jagr had 2 goals to move past Brett Hull into third place on the NHL's all-time list when the Florida Panthers defeated the Winnipeg Jets 3-1 at BB&T Center. On the 21st, the Colorado Avalanche acquired veteran forward Sean Matthias from the Toronto Maple Leafs for forward Colin Smith and Colorado's 4th-round pick in the 2016 NHL Draft. Also on the 21st, Buffalo Sabres forward Ryan O'Reilly will be out 3-4 weeks because of a lower body injury. And then on the 21st, Yannick Hansen scored 2 goals. Henrik Sedin had 4 assists. And Ryan Miller had 37 saves to lead the Vancouver Canucks to a 5-1 win over the Colorado Avalanche at Rogers Arena. Also on the 21st, Ryan Kesler had 2 goals and an assist to help the Anaheim Ducks to their 5th straight victory, a 5-2 win against the Calgary Flames at Honda Center. And on the 21st, in what was the first professional hockey game held outdoors in the state of Minnesota, the Minnesota Wild would defeat the Chicago Blackhawks 6-1 in the 2016 Coors Light NHL Stadium Series game before 50,426 fans at TCF Bank Stadium on the campus of the University of Minnesota. On the 22nd, the San Jose Sharks acquired defenseman Roland Pulak and forward Nick Spaulding from the Toronto Maple Leafs for the Sharks' second-round picks in the 2017 and 2018 NHL Draft and forward Rafi Torres. Rafi Torres will continue to play for the San Jose Barracudas of the AHL as terms of the trade. On the 22nd, the Calgary Flames traded forward Marcus Granlund to the Vancouver Canucks for forward Hunter Shinkaruk. And then on the 22nd, the NHL Stars of the Week ending in 2-21 were announced. First star was Jaromir Jagr, right winger of the Florida Panthers. Jagr scored 3 goals in 3 games to move in the sole possession of third place in NHL history and helped the Atlantic Division leading Panthers pick up 5 out of a possible 6 standing points. Second star was Erik Halula, center of the Minnesota Wild. Halula shared first place in the NHL, 2 goals, 5 assists, 7 points in 4 games to lead the Wild to a sweep. Other 4 contests, including a victory in the 2016 NHL Stadium Series at TCF Bank Stadium. And the third star, goalie Craig Anderson, goalie of the Ottawa Senators. Anderson posted a 3-0-0 record with a 1.58 goals against average and a .951 save percentage to backstop the Senators to 3 straight victories. On the 22nd, Joe Thornton had 2 goals and 2 assists to help lead the San Jose Sharks to improve the 5-1-1 in their past 7 games. Logan Couture also had 2 goals and an assist in the Sharks' victory. Also that night, Montreal Canadiens defenseman Tom Gilbert will have surgery on his left knee and will miss the rest of the regular season. And then on the 23rd, the Washington Capitals acquired defenseman Mike Weber from the Buffalo Sabres for a 3rd-round pick in the 2017 NHL Draft. Also on the 23rd, Philip Forsberg opened the scoring with 3 consecutive goals, and the Nashville Predators held off a third-period rally to defeat the Toronto Maple Leafs 3-2. Jamie Benn scored twice, including the game-winning goal on a power play of 5:52 left in regulation to lead the Dallas Stars to a 5-3 victory against the Winnipeg Jets. And Shane Gostisbehere of the Philadelphia Flyers had his record point streak by an NHL rookie defenseman end at 15 games and a 3-1 loss to the Carolina Hurricanes at PNC Arena. Also on the 23rd, New Jersey Devils left winger Sergei Kalinin would record a Gordie Howe hat-trick, a goal, an assist, and a fight to help lead the New Jersey Devils to a 5-2 victory against the New York Rangers at Prudential Center. Also on the 23rd, Franz Nielsen scored twice, and John Tavares had a goal and an assist to help the New York Islanders to a 4-1 victory against the Minnesota Wild at XL Center Energy Center. On the 24th, Scott Hannon, a veteran of 16 NHL seasons, announced his retirement through a statement released by the San Jose Sharks. Hannon played for the Sharks, Colorado Avalanche, Washington Capitals, Calgary Flames, and Nashville Predators, scoring 38 goals and 217 points in 1,055 regular season games. On the 24th, defenseman Chris Weidman agreed to terms on a 2-year, one-way contract extension worth $1.6 million with the Ottawa Senators. On the 24th, the St. Louis Blues forward Ryan Reeves has been suspended for 3 games without pay for boarding San Jose Sharks defenseman Matt Tennyson in St. Louis. On the 22nd, the NHL Department of Player Safety announced. Under the terms of the CBA and based on his average annual salary, Reeves will forfeit $18,145.17. Also on the 24th, charges against Washington Capitals center Mike Richards have been stayed by a judge in a Manitoba court, the CBC reported. By staying the charges, the prosecution against Richards has been discontinued, as opposed to being withdrawn. Stayed charges can be brought back within 1 year, though the likelihood of that is rare, according to the CBC's report. On the 24th, Frederik Andersen made 26 saves for his first shutout of the season, and Sami Vatanen scored the lone goal of the game to lead the Anaheim Ducks to a 1-0 victory against the Buffalo Sabres and their 6th consecutive victory overall. On the also that day, Chicago Avalanche forward Sean Matthias and San Jose Sharks forward Nick Spaulding each scored a goal in their debut with their respective new clubs. Also that night, The Vancouver Canucks acquired the rights to restricted free agent defenseman Philip Larson from the Edmonton Oilers for a conditional fifth-round pick in the 2017 NHL Draft. On the 25th, forward Sean Thornton agreed to terms on a one-year contract extension with the Florida Panthers. Montreal Canadiens defenseman Jeff Petrie will require surgery to repair a sports hernia and will miss the remainder of the regular season, per announcement by the Canadiens. Also, on the 25th, Winnipeg Jets center Brian Little will miss the rest of his regular season with a compression fracture of his T6 vertebrae. And then the Chicago Blackhawks acquired Andrew Ladd, who played for the Blackhawks from 2007-10, including being a part of the 2010 Stanley Cup team, along with forward Matt Frazier and defenseman Jay Harrison, for forward prospect Mark O'Donnell, a first-round pick in the 2016 NHL Draft, and a conditional pick in the 2018 NHL Draft. That's contingent on how the Blackhawks do in the 2016 Stanley Cup playoffs. On the 25th, Henrik Lundqvist made 35 saves, and Chris Kreider scored the game-winning goal at 4:18 of the third period to guide the New York Rangers to a 2-1 win against the St. Louis Blues. Nick Foligno scored three times, including the game-winning goal at 8:12 of the first period to lead the Columbus Blue Jackets to a 6-1 win against the New Jersey Devils. And then on the 26th, the Pittsburgh Penguins signed defenseman Olli Maatta to a 6-year, $24.5 million contract extension. Defenseman Braden Coburn was re-signed to a 3-year contract extension by the Tampa Bay Lightning. And then the Chicago Blackhawks acquired defenseman Christian Erhoff from the Los Angeles Kings for defenseman Rob Scuderi. The Chicago Blackhawks then acquired forwards Tomas Fleischmann and Dale Weiss from the Montreal Canadiens for forward Philip Deneau and a second-round pick in the 2018 NHL Draft. And then also that night, Richard Rakell scored a highlight reel goal at 1:24 of overtime to lead Anaheim Ducks to a season-high 7th consecutive win and defeat the Edmonton Oilers 2-1. And it was announced that Andy Bathgate, a Hockey Hall of Famer who had his number 9 retired by the New York Rangers, passed away. He was 83 years old. And then also Rafi Torres announced that he was shutting himself down for the rest of the season due to injuries and to want to heal up so he can continue his playing career past this season. And then the road ahead for the Washington Capitals. Tomorrow, the 28th at 12:30 p.m., they take on the Chicago Blackhawks as the NBC Game of the Week. Then on the 1st at 7:30 p.m., they take on the Pittsburgh Penguins as the makeup for when they were snowed out a while back. Then on the 2nd, they take on the Toronto Maple Leafs at 7 p.m. And then on the 4th, they take on the New York Rangers at 7 p.m. And of course, I'll add it in here, even though it won't get covered on the next episode. On 3-5 at 7 p.m., the Capitals are visiting the Boston Bruins. And I ring that up because they have 5 games in 7 days. 2 of them are back-to-backs. So you have back-to-back games on the 1st and 2nd, and you have back-to-back games on the 4th and 5th. So this is a very critical week for the Washington Capitals, where they have to play with a sense of actual urgency. So, you know, they got to have great first periods. They got to play great 60-minute hockey. They got to stay disciplined. They got to stay out of the box. They got to, you know, win the face-offs. You know, they got to do all the right things, because Chicago, Pittsburgh, and New York, those are teams you have to beat, because they're playoff teams. Toronto is a team you should beat. And if you don't, that's embarrassing to you, because they're kind of on the bottom of the barrel. And as you can tell by some of the trades that they've done so far, they're sellers. And the Chicago Blackhawks, as some of the trades that I've gone over, are buyers. So the Caps have to focus, and they need to really dig deep and have really great 60-minute games these next 5 games. And also, before I do the sign-off and I do all the typical stuff, I just want everyone to know that on Monday there will be an NHL trade deadline special to go over all the trades. I'll rehash some of the ones that I've gone over on this episode on that one, because obviously there are breakdowns that need to be done to talk about when it comes to specific teams like Chicago, Toronto, the Caps trade, stuff like that. And also, like I said earlier, on Thursday there will be an NWHL playoff preview special, which I'll have a special guest with me on that one, as I will break down the NWHL playoffs, the first round. And then obviously next Saturday will be the regular episode once again, followed by another special on the following Thursday for the NWHL Isabel Cup Finals. So with that, I'm Michael Lindemann. You can follow me on Twitter on @ experience hockey, facebook.com/experience hockey talk, And as always, we are brought to you by the Tilted Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilted Kilt Girls. For more on Tilted Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And until next time, we'll see you on the ice.